In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict who will be the next scapegoat once we're done venting our anger at AIG. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the Annenberg Foundation, opening a digital and print photography space in Los Angeles at annenbergspaceforphotography.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio, in association with Urgent Haircare Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our stage manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Alethea Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Gary Yek, Les Dwarczyk, and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac right here at Chase Bank. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton and Ian Schillag. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse. And Lorna White, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Mike Danforth. Now panel, who will be our next scapegoat? Paul Prevenza.
I think it's Harry, that horse-riding spider monkey.
Wherever he went. Kerry O'Connor.
It's the new Facebook format, because America's united in hating it.
And Tom Baudet.
As CNBC will report, John Stewart. Well, whoever our next scapegoat turns out to be, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paul Prevenza, Kerry O'Connor, and Tom Baudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week in Dayton, Ohio. This is NPR, National Public Radio.